Okay, live from the Derek Shapiro Show. This is late night. It's kind of just me and Paige for right now until the others join us. Hey, Paige, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. Can you tell us a little about yourself?
Jenny Bucci.
Retired. I'm a retired detective from Johns Creek, Georgia.
Okay.
I am an investor in the Booch Cast. And I met Derek via Benny Bucci.
Okay, okay.
Asked me to call in.
Yeah, we're just I just heard Vinny beep in. Vinny, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, man.
Hey, Vinny, how are you?
Vinny, doing good. How you been, man?
I'm doing fine. We have Paige on the phone as well.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah. Hey, baby, miss me?
Yep.
I miss you too. How's that cough going for you?
It's slowly going away, but still here.
Okay.
Okay.
So, what are we supposed to be discussing tonight?
Well, we had an interesting curveball. Turns out we're on our own. Derek's on a date tonight.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yep.
You're kidding me. This is his show and he's on a date. What was his hand? Left or right?
It had to be both for him to miss the show.
Anyway.
Oh.
What'd you say, Vinny?
I don't know. I was answering Paige's question. She said, which hands he with? I said, I think both are on a three-way. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I said. I think it's both. It had to be both for him to miss the show.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you did. You know, the rumor has it, and this is just rumor, but rumor has it that he hurt his back, so now he has to sit to pee.
Yeah. Well, right now that's all speculation. We don't really have a we don't have any actual evidence to support this.
Right. Well, I heard your show today, Vinny, and it was absolutely wonderful.
Thank you. That was definitely a tough show to get through, but somehow we managed to survive.
I mean, what do you mean it was tough to get through?
Because I was still coughing uncontrollably throughout most of it, but Jerry was able to keep the show going.
Oh, yeah, Jerry's an excellent person.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What's going around? Something is really going around because Rush Limbaugh is doing the same thing, and he says, look, I'm just not going to even push the cough button anymore.
At least he has
so where's
cough.
Jerry?
Good question. Don't know where he is.
He's probably out on a date, too. He's probably out on a date with Derek.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if Derek's really Jerry's type. That's the tough part.
I wouldn't know.
I don't know. Unless Derek secretly likes to dress in drag, in which case, Jerry will know something we don't.
Okay.
After watching his movie, I'm like, really? That's a visual.
Okay, so we're going to take a cough break, and we're going to play the MKTO Classic, followed by an interview by Rebecca Flores, and then we're going into Perfect Strangers, live on the Derek Shapiro, live from Rich Productions in Atlanta, Georgia,
hey,
on the Derek Shapiro
Trump.
Show.
You're never going out of style. Ooh, pretty baby.
you save me? Who could blame me when I just wanna make you smile? I wanna do you like Michael. I wanna kiss you like Prince. Let's get it on like Marvin Gaye, like Hathaway. Write a song for you like this. You're over my head. I'm out of my mind. Thinking I was wrong in the wrong time. One of a kind. Living in a world gone plastic. Baby, you're so classic. So classic, yeah, yeah. Baby, you're so classic. 4,000 roses, anything for you to notice. All the way to serenade you, doing it's not style. I'ma pick you up in a Cadillac like a gentleman, bring it glamour back, keep it real to real in the way I feel. I could walk you down the aisle. I wanna do you like Michael. I wanna kiss you like Prince. Let's get it on like Marvin Gaye. You like this? You're over my head. I'm out of my mind. Thinking I was wrong in the wrong time. Let's stop and rewind. Everything is so throwbackish. I kinda like it. Now you're out of my league. Old school chic, like a movie star from a silver screen. Ain't one of a kind. Living in a world gone plastic. Baby, you're so classic. Hey, hey. Hey. Baby, you're so classic. Baby, you're so classic.
Baby, you're class and baby, you're sick. I never met a girl like you ever till we met. A star in the 40s, center forward in the 50s. Got me tripping out like 60s, hippies. Queen of the discotheque. A 70s dream and an 80s best. Hepburn, Beyonce, Marilyn, Massive. Girl, you're timeless. Just so
you're over my head. I'm out of my mind. Thinking I was wrong in the wrong time. It's not a rewind. Every was so throwbackish. I kinda like it.
Derek Shapiro here with Rebecca Flores at this great benefit here in front of your art pieces over here.
Yes.
So tell me about your this great benefit about, for your daughter.
Okay, well, what I'm doing is I'm having a fundraiser in her honor because this year she would have been 25 years of age. Her life was taken away due to a senseless act of teen violence in 2008, which means this year she would have been 25 years of age. So what I'm doing is I'm having fundraisers now to June of next year, to June 2015, so that I can raise enough funds to give 25 high schools, 25 youth, 25 scholarships in her.
Really?
Yeah.
So, and of course, you do this art yourself too.
Everything is by me, yes.
How long does it take you to do this art?
It depends on which piece. It depends on the piece.
Yeah, so
you know, some of it would take me 3 days, some of it longer, some of it less.
And how do you do your art? It's on Rebecca Flores.
Yeah, it's on my website, www.RebeccaFlores.biz.
Yes. So you do a cable show on Fox Cable?
Yes, I do. It's called the Rebecca Flores Show. It's about arts and culture. And I'm the only Latina that's with the arts and culture TV station here in Rhode Island.
And when does it come on?
On Mondays and Saturdays.
All right. And thank you so much for being on the Derek Shapiro Show, DSS TV station, and Cosmic Radio for BSRLive.com, Brownstone Radio.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much,
okay,
Rebecca.
Yep.
And Rebecca?
Thank you.
This is for Tanya. I got to kiss you.
Okay,
your
thanks.
Hand, too.
Yep, thanks.
Thank you.
live back again on the Derek Shapiro Show. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia at Rich Productions. Paige, where are you located again?
Johns Creek.
Johns Creek, Georgia. What about you, Boots?
Yes, I'm in Johns Creek. Good old Johns Creek, man. Living it up.
Okay. Do we have anyone else on the phone?
I believe someone named Erica is supposed to be joining us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
He can't miss him. He has no lips and no teeth.
Okay. You was going to say something about Johns Creek, Paige?
Yeah, I live about 16 miles away from Vinny.
Okay.
By the way, you've got to tune into the Boochcast, I'm telling you. He's really, really good and funny, very entertaining.
Okay. Well, please enlighten us about it.
Boochcast's been going on for about almost 2 weeks now. It's on Blog Talk Radio, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Monday through Friday, so... check it out.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's a perfect podcast if you're a wrestling fan, most definitely. Not a wrestling fan,
so. Okay. All right.
I'm a co-host / investor, so.
So you're on there as well.
I'm not on every day. Yeah, I'm not on every day, no.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the main people that are on every day are myself, Jerry Truman, another great comedian named Jamie Ward. He does the show with me. We're the main guys on the show.
Okay. So is it something like the Derek Shapiro Show as well?
To an extent, yeah. We mostly have, I think Blog Talk Radio has its own more sophisticated,
Hello, this is Erica G.
What?
Hey, Erica, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
We're good. Tell us a little about yourself and where you're from.
No, this is Erica G. I was working with Derek Shapiro at the Erica G. Morning Show, but I have some very, very special guests here with me live today, tonight. The Colleone family.
Okay. Tell us a little about them.
Sounds good. Okay, we're going to start off with, first of all, good evening, guys.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Have from my left to right, if Walt, if you can tell who you are, and then everybody else speak their name.
First of all,
how y'all doing today? It's me, Mr. 442, Car Gang, out here supporting the Corleone family, my nephews. They out here doing their music thing. Keep supporting them. Y'all gonna hear a couple tracks from them.
And what's your name?
We in the building, y'all. A lot of people sleeping on us. You know, you probably haven't heard of us. You know, tune in to YouTube. You know, we have a lot of events, big events, you know, a whole bunch of hit singles, you know. But you got to be real to be still. You know, that's all it is to it. You know, I'm going to lead you on to Walt Corleone, the head man, you know.
Well, good evening, Mr. Walt Corleone. How are you doing this afternoon?
And first of all, one thing I can do is just say, God bless each and all in each.
Yes.
You understand me? Look, man, y'all really sitting out here, man. Y'all talking about y'all doing this and doing that. But ain't nobody taking care of their kids. Ain't nobody doing that. But the Corleone family going to teach you how to take care of your children.
Is that where that song comes from, Walt?
What song are you talking about, sweetheart?
The song that you have out is called Unfit Mom.
Oh, yeah. Hold on, let me let you know about the unfit mom, sweetheart, because I don't know if you're trying to shine on me, phones and stuff ringing, but don't try to shine on me, sweetheart.
I'm just curious about what the unfit mom deals with. Can you tell me briefly about what this unfit mom is?
Well, pretty much, I can give you a bridge, you know, and I can let him take over, but unfit mom is pretty much, you know, it's pertaining to moms that say they bosses, you know, I'm this, I'm that, you know. Just because you have kids don't make you a woman. You know, somebody,
that's true.
You know, you can sit around and say, okay, I do this, I do that, but yet and still, your kids run around here snotty nose all time of night. You got to pick your kid up, bring them back home. You know what I'm talking about? That's not a, you know, that's really unfit. That's not a boss. That's not what you say you are. You know, who am I to be a judge? Uh-huh. But this is what I live around. Uh-huh. You know, so I say, it with a low blow. You know what I'm talking about? I feel that. You know what I'm talking about? Okay. You say you're a boss. A boss ain't going to have a child run around any time of night. You got to pick up.
Shit, it's
out of what you said. Shit, it's out. What's the roaches there? What? You got to take the roaches. You know, somebody just turn the lights on. What's there? What?
You tell me that.
About
you open up the refrigerator. How can my child eat air?
You know, the roaches got boxing gloves on nowadays, you know. Have you ever opened the fridge, you know, and the roaches like, oh, you know what's happening? Have you ever did that?
Okay.
That's
oh, wow. Well, we've got it here live with the Corleone family discussing one of their new songs, Unfit Mom.
Yeah. If you want to know, if you're looking for an unfit mom, just watch the Mari show. They got, like, a bunch of them lined up in a row, crying their eyes out.
Oh, they definitely do.
That's what I'm saying. They say, look at these out-of-control teens. It's like, no. Look at the unfit moms with these out-of-control teens. That's how I look at it. Send the moms to boot camp, not the kids.
Well, listen, they also, you know what I like, you guys? I like the song Party. And I think, I'm here replacing Derek Shapiro for tonight. Derek was not able to be with us for tonight's show, and I'm filling in. But I also wanted to state of their new, they're also their new song, El Party. So can you tell me about Party? When was it taken and give me some type of description
yes,
of what...
Yes, ma'am. One thing about Party, man. Party's out here, man, for once it's... You know what? I'm so tired of people going inside a club, going inside a party, and then one thing about it, the first thing you want to do is fight. The first thing you want to do is kill somebody.
That ain't what you can.
One thing about the Corleone family, man, we put the streets back into the streets. You understand what I'm talking about? Look here, man, the streets got to be back into the streets. If you're going to have a party, have a party.
Okay.
You understand what I'm talking about? Ain't no snitches, ain't no real people gang. You understand what I'm talking about? Look, man, ain't one thing about party, man. Party gets you back inspirated. Party is a good old spirit, sweetheart. And I understand what you're doing, trying to do, Miss Erica. See, they told me about you, Miss Erica. You like to put people on blast. Hold on, cut that phone off. Cut that phone. I don't need no phone. They told me what you do, Miss Erica. Miss Erica, you like to put people on blast. Hey, man, cut that music off in the background, because we live on radio, right?
Party.
Well, I'm just saying, it's a party, but what I'm saying, turn it on, man.
Now, come back.
Turn it on, big on. Me and Erica, I know you like to put people on blast, and you'll let them know if they either sad or if they real. We not no sad, Miss Erica. So don't try to get ready to put us on blast. What you trying to do, I know what you trying to do, Miss Erica. We not no sad. What you trying to do, Miss Erica? We on blast.
Well, excuse me. Here we are live with the
late night. Can you speak? Can you put some English on this and tell me what the hell I'm looking to do right now?
Yeah, I have no clue either. I don't speak straight.
Last night, I don't know. Am I too white for this topic? I don't know what's going on here.
We're going to go to a commercial. I don't know. Maybe we're having some technical difficulties. I don't know.
I'm having speech difficulties. I'm having slang term difficulties. I mean, shit. I hang out with Jerry Schiff. I have more black friends than Eminem, and I don't understand what the fuck anyone's trying to say right now.
I don't even know what the topic is.
We went from unfit mothers to party, being outside, put us on blast.
If people wonder why I drink, my God.
I need an interpreter. Seriously, I need somebody.
This is a major clusterfuck if I ever heard one.
we're gonna go to.
You know what you're trying to do, Miss Erica.
We're gonna go to Michael Dooley, Carrie Souza. I guess it's an interview by Derek. We're gonna go to Cher Lord, featuring T.I. I Wish, and then we're gonna go to Tanya Cruz interview, and we will be right back after we try to piece some of this stuff together, because I think a lot of us are confused right now. I think I need to go get I need to go get some water or something. Breath of fresh air. I need to go smoke something.
Amen to that.
Derek Shapiro here at the 39 restaurant here in Cranston. We have Duels and Kerry. Duels,
BK,
right?
Yep. You know Kerry. Something, Kerry? You look like a criminal.
I do. I feel like one, too.
You
do.
This is your home show. This is the video. You didn't do the handicap parking.
No, we're
not criminals. So tell me about your act. You know, you take it all around the country, huh?
Yes. We do. Well, this is that. I usually do. I do my own thing. I just don't stand up by myself. I've talked about having Kerry, but Kerry, this is all brand new, actually. This
really?
We're first starting it.
So how old are you?
I'm 35.
35. Wow. Yeah. In a 4-year-old body, right?
Yeah. Pretty much.
So what's the proper term to, you know, to call?
Dwarf.
Dwarf.
Yes.
Actually, that's funny because I go down.
Actually, I think criminal dwarf.
Yeah. Sure, yeah. I do look like a criminal.
Well, it's funny because down south, my other wolf is down in Atlanta. There's Chick-fil-A dwarf houses, so you must love Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. I do
love Chick-fil-A. You can eat chicken in the morning. The people in the south will figure it out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you're from here, Rhode Island, huh?
I actually am. I'm originally from Cranston, and then I moved out to California. I was in the military. An officer in special teams here.
So now you work with big-time celebrities, big-time comedians like Kevin James. How'd you hook up with Kevin James?
I have William Morris was my agency, and it's actually funny. The first time I ever, I used to write. I started out writing for Satellite. So I write my bits, and I call people up. That guy, Kid Kratis.
Kid Kratis. Oh, he died.
He buy my stuff. I knew him in a business relationship. He would buy my stuff. He would call me. He was hands-on everything. And he called me, and I would do the bit. I'd buy it. He'd buy it. And then he said to me, he goes, you know what? It doesn't sound as good when we do it as when you do it.
Right.
Why don't you do it?
Right.
And my agent said, you know something? I was going to Vegas, and my friends, we had a big business, and we'd hold the meetings in Vegas for the Stockholms, you know, and just go nuts, like a Vegas weekend. Like, these shows, you know the TV shows they got about Bachelor or whatever?
No.
Nothing. We've lost people. The cop thing we've done before, the police car.
Yeah.
My friend John had the police car for a weekend. It took him a weekend to find it. That's how long.
So you started the William Morris agency.
So I started doing, it was an opening for, I don't know if I can say people's names, but it was an opening, but someone's pretty big.
Yeah.
And I was the third. So you have the opening, you have the main, and then if the main kind of is suffering a little, they'll bring a middle act, and then he'll freshen up and come back out. I was the guy, if the main dropped dead on the stage, I'd have to go up there and report that he's dead, and that, you know, we're notifying his family, and I didn't think that was sugar on that table that we were looking at. So I was third, so I got paid just to be there on standby. There was a show, and it was Damon Wayans. That's who the guy was.
Okay,
right?
Sure.
There was a show. We walk in, and I walk in. I'm the only white guy. I'm the only white guy, right?
Yeah.
Black comedian, me, and then him. And I'm like, I'm feeling it, right? I'm only I feel bad. Who's coming up after me? He got pissed. They were all babies. He got pissed. Oh, who's that saying he's going to be better than me? I went up to this guy that was in the room. He's, you know, shaking all over the place.
Like,
and I said to him, dude, you're so lucky. He was with this hot waitress, and I was trying to talk to her. Yeah. So I went up to him. I said, dude, you are so lucky. The whole Vegas Police Department, and I think they got dogs are in the front row. The guy disappeared.
Wow.
Next thing, you know, 10 minutes before they open, they're calling dudes to the stage. I'm like, what does that even mean? I had never been on stage before. I didn't even know what I was listening for. So I went on and I told that story. And then I went on and had a very controversial thing. It was actually very funny. And And before he was coming up to the stage, I opened right before Wayne, and he was coming up to the stage. He actually ran up on the stage when I was up there because it was like a hot open for him. And he went up and admitted to everybody, he goes, he said, when he walked in, I feel bad for who comes up after him, and I know why. He gave me a microphone and said, keep this. I went over, I was still hitting on that girl, and he's still saying stuff, and every once in a while, he'd say my name, and I'd have to reply, you know, get the audience going again.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I'm trying to pick up this hot freaking waitress. I don't know how it's working, and everybody can hear me. I'm talking into a microphone.
Sure.
And he just started laughing, and that's how I got my first start. And then I started doing shows opening for other people.
So the Villain Morris Agency, you started that, or you worked for, or they represented you?
Who's this?
The Villain Morris Agency, they
represented.
They represented you, okay. Oh, but I thought you owned it.
No, my name is not William or Morris. I'm not crazy.
Exactly. So
I got no Jew in me either. So.
Well, I'm Jew, actually.
I'm Jew. Well, listen.
Cheap
they
Jew.
Think I'm Jew. It's
exactly. It is the nose.
They tried to convert me.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm not too religious, so I got to be cheap. And that's the only religious thing I do.
Cheap. Another guy we're drinking with.
That's
cheap.
Exactly.
That's wonderful.
So how did you get started in comedy?
Michael, I met him at a bar in Fall River.
Oh, Fall River, that's a good place. Huh?
Yeah. Really classy.
Yeah.
And my mother wanted to shit with him.
She wanted to fight him
because he was talking to me. And
your mother wanted to fight
Mike,
him?
Wanted to fight Michael because she thought that he was giving me shit for my size and stuff like that.
Did they end up dating?
No, they didn't end up dating. No.
Oh, my
mother's way out of his league.
Where do we go? I will say the same thing about my mother to you.
Yeah.
I know too many things about you.
So how long have you been best friends for now?
Oh, my God. We've been friends for probably 3 years.
3 years now,
So what's the most embarrassing thing about him, or what's the most embarrassing thing about him that you know about him?
The most embarrassing
everything.
We could go deep with this one, but
that's
I don't know. SpongeBob's got to be the most embarrassing thing I know about him.
Really? Oh, you like SpongeBob? Or you watch it?
No.
He called me for help. Ready? Look at me.
Mayday.
And what about him? What's the most valid thing about him?
Me showing up.
It's him showing up. Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
So where can people find your information? Website?
Right now I'm between agents, but it's M&M Global. You know something? I don't know. We'll have to keep that up.
Okay. All right. So
keep that up.
Maybe they can ask me if anybody wants.
I don't know if I even talk to anybody without people, but no, that's fine.
Sure.
But it's all, you know what it is? There's so much legalese. I'm a comedian. I like making people laugh. I'm also a computer engineer. That's what I also do. I'm a Cisco engineer. And so things are logical to me, you know what I mean? So I just do logical things. And I'm hanging around him, and he's the most illogical person
I've
ever met. Seriously. We were just joking around a few minutes ago. I said, you know what? What's nice about me is when I get up in front of people, I can capture attention immediately. I get people to stop talking, stop whatever. You've got to get people to... If you don't, you might as well just start throwing him out in the audience because that'll kill you.
Who's the comedians that you look up to, and especially you look up to?
Bill Cosby, actually, Jackie Gleason, Johnny Carson.
Yep.
Johnny. And Stephen Wright.
Yeah.
Stephen Wright.
I would say Richard Pryor.
One last question. What do you think about David Letterman retiring and Stephen Colbert taking over for David Letterman?
You know something? That's interesting because Stephen Colbert plays a character on his other show, and now Stephen, he actually has to be himself on this show.
Yeah.
He's a character, so he can hide behind zany things. Believe me, I like having the character Dylan and the person Michael. I look at him, I'm like, you know that's an act, right? You know that's an act out there?
Exactly.
Right, most of the time it's really not, but you know that's an act. That's what I say to the cop. That's an act.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you very much.
On the Derek Shapiro Show, DSS TV station, and Cosmic Radio, featuring Derek Shapiro on BSLive.com. Hey. Make a wish, girl. You deserve it. Uh-huh. Yeah. Baby, I send a chick your way.
that I never did. Freaking perfect and 5'10". Just wanna punch your lip. Cause I know I've been wasting time trying to catch your eye. Yeah, I know that I've been so blind, thinking that I'm your type. And now I'm at home, I'm all alone, about to pick up the telephone. Got to call my genie so he knows. Yeah, I wish I was taller, I wish I was fast. Wish I could shop with a bag full of cash. Cause if I want you, I gotta have that.
Like the crew gone crazy. I'm not sure what kind of fella you like, but I can get you paradise, have it however you like. I'm talking solitaire, iced out, ring watch, necklace. Ain't no talking reckless, girl, I'm certified, respect it, girl. You like to run your mouth, well, you about to learn a lesson, girl. Yeah, you the one, but I replace you in a second, girl. And I ain't even trying to see you naked, girl. Wait, there I go, exaggerate, clearly carried away. But what I'm saying, you can true that. I wanna be wherever you at, so you wishing you could kiss me. Do you really wanna do that? Make a wish, girl.
Yeah. I wish I was taller, I wish I was fast. Wish I could shop with a bag full of cash. Cause if I want you, I gotta have that. Yeah. I wish I had style, I wish I had flash. Wish I woke up with a butt and a rack. Cause if I want you, I gotta have that. Kiss me. I wish I was taller. Cause if I want you, I gotta have that. Kiss me.
Derek Shapiro here at the benefit here for Rebecca Flores, and this is great over here. Here at 39 West Restaurant and Derek Shapiro Show and DSS TV station, and for Brownstone Radio, Cosmic Radio. We have Buddy Love over here. You're singing tonight.
Hey, how you doing?
And how's it feel to be here at this benefit thing for the
show? I've been here before, but for the benefit, it's great. Always doing something for, you know, for charities and stuff like that. I think it's a sad thing, but, you know, at least we're able to do something for it, you know?
Awesome. And now, of course, we have Tony Serbo here, another singer here, and with Ms. Tanya Cruz. Yes. Oh, Tanya. All right, let me see your hand for a second. All females, I always kiss the hand. Yeah, look at that.
You're a show-off.
Yeah, I know. I am a show-off.
All females.
Yes. Look at that. So, Tony, how does it feel to be singing tonight over here at this great event?
Oh, great. I love giving back to the community.
Yes. And what does this event mean to you for Rebecca Flores?
Tanya, take this.
Students.
Yes.
Yeah, art program for high school.
And you, of course, you're in the arts because you've done radio for years.
This is the Natasha Love Foundation.
Yeah, whatever I can do for the arts programs, any arts program across the tri-state area, I'm always willing to help a hand, because I know I didn't have that kind of help when I was going into the business and besides Tanya.
And I don't know if you know anything about Tony Serbo, but Tony Serbo is doing Vegas now, Boston, everything. He is our Michael Bublé of Rhode Island, and I'm just so glad to be back with him again.
I know it's been like 4 years.
We used to do a West Idol here.
Really?
Yeah, actually, when I first started out, when I was looking for work, at this very, very
establishment.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I was a host of a singing competition. I don't like to call it karaoke, but I would call
really?
It a singing competition. Mm-hmm. And Tanya was my co-host, and we had celebrity judges.
Mario Hilario,
Steve Anthony,
Kim Thomas. We rocked.
Mike Duke Show. We had everybody here, and that's how I started up here. And then after that, so I started doing my own gigs.
Wow. Yeah. And of course, your website, TonyServo.com?
www.TonyServo, with a C.com.
Plug what you have coming up April 30th, I believe.
April 30th.
Yeah, Johnson.
Yes. The Tony Servo Dinner Show is at Johnny's Restaurant in Johnston, Rhode Island. I love doing dinner shows. It's one of my favorite things to do. It's a captive audience, and it's a great
And
time.
You have to make table reservations.
Yes.
And, Derek, you will have people see what Tony
yes.
looks
for. For $40,
like
you get cocktail hour with pastel
really?
Herbs. You get the dinner, and you get a 90-minute show.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you to Derek Shapiro Show. Say hello to Derek Shapiro Show fans.
Thank
We're getting
you to Derek Shapiro Show.
Thank you, Derek Shapiro.
DSS TV Station. And BSR Live.
Oh, Vinny, come here. The owner of 39
Hats.
This is
the
owner.
I didn't know that.
Hello.
This
is Vinny, owner. We have Vinny, owner of 39 West. How are you doing, Vinny?
How are you? Very good.
Yes, I'm Derek Shapiro. I'm the Derek Shapiro Show. Plus, you're on Brownstone Radio, a cosmic radio featuring Derek Shapiro for BSR Live. So you're on that station, too. All one interview for all these shows. Can you believe that? I multitask.
There you go. You do well.
Yes, and Tanya, you do well, too. I'm telling
you.
And, of course, if you don't remember Tanya, she was in the case of the radio show host. She played yourself
yeah,
in that movie.
You remind me.
Yeah, you did great.
She was the number one disc jockey in Rhode Island
she was
for
number
many,
one,
years,
yeah.
many years.
She still is on the internet radio now, see? All right, Derek Shapiro here, 39 West Restaurant here in Cranston, Rhode Island.
Okay, we're live. We're back. Derek Shapiro Show at Rich Productions in Atlanta, Georgia. We still have Paige on the phone and with Johns Creek.
Hey.
And we also have Vinny in Johns Creek.
Absolutely. Still here, still alive and somewhat kicking.
Okay. Let me see what Derek just texted me. How's show going? Should I answer them back?
Hey, where the fuck
you
are you,
back
man?
Going, it's saying it's going okay. How's your date?
With both hands.
I'm going to tell them it's a disaster.
Somebody else respect them.
Huh? Let me see.
Ask them how it's going with both hands and somebody else's rectum.
Let me text them.
Back here on the Derek Shapiro Show, absent Derek Shapiro. I cannot believe he just bailed on a show like this. I want to say this. If you don't bail on your own show, you better be getting some pussy. That's all I got to say. I'm sorry.
Better be.
If he does not steal the deal tonight, that is ridiculous to walk away from a show then. Yes. That's ridiculous to me. It's like a director for no movie. Exactly. That makes no sense. That makes sense not to do something like that.
Let's see. Okay. Alright. This is what I text him. It's a disaster.
Where the fuck are you? That's a very good text right there. It gets to the point. Where the fuck are you?
I wrote, it's a disaster. Erica G is dead, and they want to know how it feels to have both of your hands in your date's rectum.
Wow.
Okay.
Three rules of POP.
Say it again.
There's three rules of POP.
What's that?
You don't piss off the police. You don't piss off private detectives, and you don't piss off Paige.
And you said you was a detective as well, right?
Yeah, I'm retired.
Oh, okay.
I'm too damn old for that shit. And by the way, that's the name of my new podcast coming up.
Mm.
You too damn old for that shit.
Mm-mm. So what type of detective work do you do now? With
whenever I'm needed.
You do any with Vinny? Say it again.
No, I don't do anything with Vinny, unfortunately.
So, Vinny, do you need any... Say it again.
I said I'm just his investor and sometimes the co-host.
Oh, okay. I think you should, go in to do some work with Vinny. Explore. Do a little exploring.
I wish I could explore where the man just isn't into me.
Come on, Vinny. What's wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong with me. This woman's on drugs if she thinks that. I'm not on drugs. You know, I've never even had a marijuana cigarette.
No, but you definitely quite the drinker. I know that much.
Oh.
Yeah. One's legal, one's not.
She acted like this is all my fault. She didn't want to tell me you're the same age as my son. Every time I try something.
Ah, so she's the one.
That's a load of BS. That woman protected my ass, and I just said okay.
The truth is coming into the light. Okay.
My son is 27 years old, and he's fighting in Afghanistan. And he's making six figures.
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
His name is Richard Axtell, A-X-T-E-L-L.
That's a good last name. I would love to have a last name like that.
I don't know. Some redneck I married 28 years ago.
Axtell.
Look, I didn't get away from my parents. It happened.
Yeah. That's usually what happened.
I'd take the booch.
Booch, go ahead and give it a try. Are you saying that she's the one that's scared?
No, I'm saying that she's the one that told me she wasn't interested. She acts like I'm not.
Oh, so she's scared. Ah. See, I've dealt with cougars before. You know how you...
Well, let's back up. He's right to a point.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I've always dated older men. Okay, my last boyfriend of 8 years, he is now 63 years old.
Wow.
And the last time I dated a younger guy, it was the closest to a lesbian relationship I've ever been in.
So you like a man's man?
I'm a tomboy.
Okay.
And I like it rough, and I don't think Vinny's experienced enough to know what the DS lifestyle is about.
Right. Hey, Vinny, I used to date cougars before, and for someone like her, what you got to do, you got to give her a manly massage, ease her up a little bit, because she's a little rough on the edges, around the edges, because, she says she's a tomboy. So, start with a massage from the shoulders to the head, going on down and possibly her feet, but she probably won't let you allow you to touch her feet. But yeah, start off with a massage and, just slowly. You got to slowly break the ice with her. You got to slowly break the ice, so.
He's got to eat my pussy. I'm telling you, that's all there is to it.
Oh, that's all you have to do?
I haven't had my pussy eaten in years.
Bro.
My girl is clean.
I'm lost for words. I'm at a loss for words. I'm interested now. Got my hand raised.
Hey, I'm taking notes right now. Okay, notes too, so. Check. All right.
I might need to hurry up and wrap this show up, and because somebody got some stuff they need to take care of. What'd you say, 15 minutes away from Booch?
Well, actually, I am out of town. I'm visiting my sister, Jonica.
Oh. Where are you out of town at?
I'm in Macon, Georgia.
Okay. So, when will you be back?
Only time will tell.
Ah.
I just go wherever I go.
Are you making excuses to try to get out of this little ordeal?
No.
Hmm?
No.
Okay.
I don't make excuses.
Cause I'm trying
yeah,
to be.
Yeah, right.
Huh?
So that's for tricks. I don't do that.
What'd you say, Booch?
I said she's a drifter. Just blows into town. Just the wind blows, call it.
I'm trying to be like I'm trying to be like the millionaire matchmaker here.
I make $35 an hour.
Doing what?
Legally. Detective work.
Oh, okay.
And I got to be all over the place, like Colorado, pretty soon.
Hmm. So, you should take a vacation one day and get your girl clean.
Girl, who you calling the girl?
Your little girl. Get your little girl clean. You said your girl is clean. You need to get her cleaner.
Cleaner than what?
Cleaner than what she is. You said you haven't had a lick before. I mean, licked in a while.
No, it's because I'm not with the right person yet.
That's understandable.
Right now.
So I'm trying to...
A relationship.
I'm trying to hook you and Booch up.
I can do that on my own. I don't need a pimp.
Nah. I didn't ask for any money. Booch, we'll talk about that later.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we'll definitely talk about that later.
I just like to see the world happy. I'm trying to be like the millionaire matchmaker.
Whatever that
is. Neither one of us is $1 million.
That you know of.
More like the dirt poor matchmaker.
Well, listen, Vinny, I want to tell you real quick. That I am not going to start any campaign against regular guys. I don't know how this shit got started outside of a phone call.
Well, thank you, because I am not looking to get fired.
So what's been going on with that situation?
Explain that, Benny.
I'm going to explain what happened. Derek, on his morning show, did an interview with Paige. And apparently, at some point, Derek brought up the fact that the regular guys, you know, they rip on me, they crack jokes and stuff, and he and Paige got into a conversation where they were hinting around at calling one of the regular guys a pompous ass, not really mentioning their name, without mentioning the person's name. I knew exactly who they were talking about. And then Derek shows me the interview and says, "Hey, man, can you play this on the Boochcast?" My first reaction was, "Hell no, I ain't playing this on the Boochcast." But the next day, we need extra. Then on Wednesday, we needed extra time to fill up the slot because it's a 3-hour show. And we were missing one of our co-hosts for the day. So, because Jamie Ward's in South Carolina, he'll be back tomorrow. So we said, "Okay, fine, we'll air it." So we aired the episode. We aired the interview. And we even put a disclaimer saying, "The following interview does not reflect the views of the Boochcast family," and blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm trying to do everything.
I am the Boochcast family.
Hmm.
Technically, yes, but still, I'm trying to cover my ass.
That means just ignore what I just said previously.
Hey, I was trying to save my ass, okay? I panicked.
You need to stop doing that shit. Take a Valium or something.
Hey. Well, I'll take a value. Don't try to get my ass fired, okay? Don't hate on
me. I am not trying to get your ass fired.
I know you're not.
You're my investment. Why in the hell would I sabotage my investment?
I don't know.
You know exactly how much money I invested in you.
I know. It's that interview scared the shit out of me. So instead, I saw an interview, and I was like, I'm not being held liable.
It
It was a phone call that got put on the internet.
I try to relieve myself. I'm just trying to relieve myself of all liability before I play this interview, and that is. And I haven't heard anything negative back yet, so I'm assuming nothing bad is going to happen, but that scared the hell out of me.
Ah. Well, with that being said and that being out in the open and cleared, we're pressing for time. I would like to thank Vinny Bucci and John's Creek for thank you. And also Paige, who started out in John's Creek but now is in Macon. I would like to thank her for attending the late night show. I'm gonna go into playing Matchbox 20, James Budd, Love Hearing, Talk with Derek episode, interview, Mel B, For Once in My Life, Jennifer Lopez on the floor, Jennifer Lopez interview, and Jennifer Lopez, I Love You, Poppy. And that's going to close it out for tonight. I would like to thank all the people out there in cyberspace watching the late night show. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in. And you all have a good night.
Okay, if you need to find me, I appreciate it. You have me on the show. If you'd like to hit me up on Facebook, it's PAIGE Weeks, WEEKS. It's just an eyeball looking through some bars.
Okay.
Absolutely, and you can tune into the Boochcast on blogtalkradio.com/boochcast every Monday through Friday from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Cool. Well, once again, guys, thank you for attending the show and lending your voices and making this show possible.
Thank you for having us, and I love you, Vinny.
All right. Yeah, have a good night.
Derek Shapiro from the Flocka Restaurant, of course. And look at 139 Broad Street, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. LaVaca Flocka Restaurant. 139 Broad Street, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. You can email them at LaVacaFlocka13@yahoo.com. Give them a call, 401-724-1222. 401-724-1222, LaFlocka13@yahoo.com. Restaurant also located at 139 Broad Street, Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
Wide awake, your heart beats, system very in a
What you want to do, you can love. You've tried everything, but you don't deserve. In my world, only you make me do for love that I would have to do. My friends wonder what is wrong with me. But I need a game from your love to see. I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you, but I can't let go. What you want to do for love? You've tried everything, but you don't do it right. In my world, only you make me do for love. But I'm worried about you. Make me do for love that I would not do. Make me do more than I would do. Make me do more than I would do.
On the phone with me right now here on Talking with Derek, DSS TV station from Cranston, Rhode Island, we have James Buddy Love Herring, my co-host, usually for Cosmic Radio featuring Derek Shapiro. But how you doing tonight?
What's up? I'm doing just fine. I'm blessed and happy.
So, of course, you're no lips, no teeth with me, of course. You kind of, your character bullies me with my character, of course. My other character bullies myself, you know. And, of course, you did a great job in that film, No Lips, No Teeth, you know.
I agree with you, but I
retreated
a little bit, you know, at the end, right?
Exactly, yes. And, of course, you're a great singer, of course. You're a great, you know, producer of music, of course. Transitioning yourself into acting now, you know.
I love it. You really pull things out of me, you know. I mean, I hadn't actually did any singing in a while, and you actually pull me back into that, and I really am thankful for that.
Well, it's actually your second film because Eddie Thurber 2, I played a hypnotized Derek Shapiro in Jason J. DeForest's film. You were one of the dead people, you know, the dead rioters, of course.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a lot of fun, you know.
Yeah.
The chasing after them and you know, the whole scene, the whole mob scene. That was great.
Yep. And then, of course, I'm going to debut in the next few weeks. I'm going to debut on the movie internet channel dialysite.com, where you can find Eddie Thurber 2 and Eddie Thurber 1 and No Lips, No Teeth. You can find May 1st, you can find our other film that we're in, Jason J. DeForest's other film, 40 at the Bell, where you play yourself, Mr. Herring, of course.
Oh, yes.
And you play a terrific homeless guy. Tell us about that role that people could expect to see.
stuff. And it's a good part. That's a very good part. I mean, I didn't even like the bully that came and you know, picked on him and, you know, tried to bring him down even more than what he already was, you know.
Exactly.
And that was a really touching scene. But
right.
The fun part was the boxing, you know, the fight. You know, the fight scene, that was great. So they got to see it. They just want people to, you know, it's a short film, but it's straight to the point.
Exactly.
And I think that it would, you know, I hope that that whoever watches it, it would get, you know, be encouraged by it, you know.
Exactly. Well, you know, it comes out May 1st on the Movie Internet Channel, dailyillustrated.com. Saw the movie, of course, and it makes me smile at the end, you know? So,
yeah, your part was good.
Yes, well, I play the bell, you know, I bang a hammer to a pot, so... But it's cool, and then of course my father's in it, you know, who's been in The Case, the radio show host, and who's been in No Lips, No Teeth.
Yeah, the star. Yeah.
Yes, and he plays a little. He doesn't have a speaking role, but my father plays a good role. And I'm sitting next to me on the bed, you know, on the couch.
Yeah,
cot,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
In the home
he can speak though. He can talk. Oh yeah, in other movies. He's no stranger to talking. That's where you got your gift from.
That's true.
That's right.
Well, of course, you know, I got a gab on this show. You know, the show's called Talking with Derek, so.
Yeah, your father, he's definitely got a gift for gab. He's a wonderful man, though, you know.
Sure. Well, I want to thank you very much for being on Talking with Derek tonight here on DSSTVStation.com. Thank you very much.
other side.
It's a new generation.
Mr. Worldwide.
Of party people.
Get on the floor, darling. Get on the floor. Red
one. Let me introduce you to my party people in the club.
I get off the train, baby, it's the truth. It's the truth. I'm like Inception, I play with your brains, so I don't sleep or snooze, snooze. I don't play no games, so don't get it confused, no, cause you will lose, yeah. Now pump it up and back it up like a Tonka truck, darling.
If you go hard, you gotta get on the floor. If you're a party freak, then step on the floor. If you're an animal, then tear up the floor. Break the sweat on the floor, yeah.
Hello, Jennifer. How does it feel about being a judge again, Jennifer?
Really good.
It feels really good.
Jennifer Lopez.
Video. It could start with her on the bed with a bunch of naked guys
for no reason.
I put it down for a brother like you. Give it to you right in the car. That's you. We can first give you some of this. That's you, and you're all out loving that J Love true.
Hold up, I can get your fun out. Pull your trigger, go and get your gun off on my time, my head up top. Put a pin in it, now I'm ready, let it rock. Keep it number one, that's easy, mad matters. Keep it number one, baby, ain't no static. Got the hourglass for your baby, look at these legs. No brakes, go green, no red. If you wanna kill the body, gotta start with the head. Put it on you, I'ma need about 4 or 5 beds. Cause I love my puppy. I didn't see it, but I see it now. Think I love you, and I need you now. Ain't had nothing like you in a while. I love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. Yeah, that's my puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. Down for a brother like you. Give it to you right in the car, that's you. We could first give you some of this, that's you. And you're all out loving that J love true. All day, 24 hours. Feeling like I'm woman when it's crowded. If you wanna hear your name, I shout it. Boy, you the shit. Go and take a power shower. And I'm feeling like it's me and you, I don't doubt it. You can drop it how you want, I ain't trying to count Molly. I'm loving me some you. Started from the bottom, baby, then we went roof. Cause I love my puppy. I didn't see it, but I see it now. Think I love you, and I need you now. Ain't had nothing like you in a while. I love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. Yeah, that's my puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. Yeah, that's my puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy.
I love you, mommy. I love you, mommy. Baby, you the shit. I love you, mommy. Shorty got me catching feelings. That rave drop, reaching for the ceiling. South, South Bronx, Teterboro, just overseas. Take the pins out of here, drop to her knees. Oh my, I'm a don like oh my. Speed it up, slow my, throw it back, throw my. Rock, rock gators like my Detroit plays. You can hate the lovers, you can love the haters. And from the bottom, it been real. From the bottom, shorty been trail. And even though we made it to the top, still J-Lo from Duck, Duck the Block. I love you, mommy. I love you, mommy. Baby, you the shit. I love you, mommy.
I think I love just who you are. We haven't grown apart. This is just the start. Where life began, on the way to the end. And we started as friends. Boy, I do love. I love you, puppy. I love you, puppy.
Montana,
I love you, love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. Yeah, that's my puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. Yeah, that's my puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy.
That could be kind of cute, though.
Yeah, give me.